So today we're going to be talking about the importance of proper, beautiful animation, anime, and why it's important for anime to be so good that it helps the source material. And the reason for today's discussion is because of the Demon Slayer anime. You know, recently in the news, you have been reading that the Demon Slayer manga has been selling like hotcakes. It's been beating out One Piece on a monthly basis for some time now, and I think One Piece barely got the best, beat it in sales for the 2019 period, right, just by a little bit. And to think that a couple months ago, probably last year, no one really... The Demon Slayer manga was only read by a cult following, right? No, it wasn't as popular as until the anime came out and did it justice. Did the animation great, you know? It was such a beautifully done anime, right? It really captured the story, and I think it really did convey a lot of the things that the writer wanted to convey when the writer drew and wrote the manga. And I think there was a video of the author even crying while reacting to the video, to one of the episodes, right? I think it was episode 19 or so, right? The episode got, you know, it was trending on Twitter and all of these things. And this is what a good anime is supposed to do. A good anime is supposed to complement your work. You know, these writers go through so much conjuring up such beautiful stories, you know, drawing the artwork. It's not easy to draw all of that stuff and coming up with a good story. You expect that if your anime, if your manga, your source material, the source material, your story is being developed for an anime, you're expecting that the anime studio is supposed to do a good job and do it justice. Which is why I'm so angry with the people that are responsible for Black Clover. Honestly, Black Clover story is pretty great. I really enjoy it. I really appreciate it. But the anime doesn't do it any justice, right? And a lot of people who would have other anime watchers, and this is how you know, a lot of anime watchers are converted to manga readers once the anime is up and they need more material. That is how I got into manga, right? I was always just an anime watcher at first. And then I was all caught up with my favorite series, and I was like, oh my god, I need more. And I had to go find more, you know. I had to get it wherever it was, whatever it was, light novel. Whether it was light novel or manga, I had to go and get it. And that is what a good anime is supposed to do. Can you imagine just just watching the Black Clover anime and not even paying much attention to the story and just watching it, and was like, oh my god, this shit is dirty. I'm not even gonna look for the manga, right? Oh, man. So give props to good animes, and we should really give props to good animes. And I love it when these good animes get the shine that they deserve, because then it forces these studios to really do such a good job. Right, I know we can almost expect a season 2 for Demon Slayer because of the success of season 1, right? Because of the success of the manga. A lot of people are going to be waiting to see how they're going to be animating this season 2, right? And I hope they don't change season, right? Good animation made One Punch Man became such a huge hit, right? Because it was so great. And that's the importance of a good anime. A good anime is supposed to not just be entertaining and be beautiful. It's supposed to send the fans watching it to go in search of the source material. It's supposed to send the fans in search of more material from the studio, right? You watch an anime and you're like, oh god, the studio that's responsible for One Punch Man, oh my god, I gotta watch the next action anime that they do. So in essence, what I'm trying to say, good anime is more beneficial to studios than they even realize, because it increases your reputation, and it lets people want to watch the work that you are gonna animate in the future, right? And it also helps the manga sell tremendously. It's good for everyone involved. More money, better for the fans, better for the artists, better for the owner. It's just good all around the board. Anyway, guys, that's it for today's episode. Sell the short. I'll see you guys in the next one. All right, guys, so this is the outro of my podcast. The only reason I'm recording this is for two reasons. First reason is I want you guys to be reminded to like, share, and comment on this podcast if you can. You know, if you guys are not yet on Anchor, make sure you download the app. You can then call me. We can have a discussion over the app and all these good things. Secondly, I also wanted to add a second sponsorship segment, so that's why I put it there. But main reason is because I want to remind you guys that you should support the podcast as much as you can if you like it. You know, if you have friends and families that like anime as well, just share it with them. Share it on social media. Share it in your anime discussion groups and get this podcast growing. That's all I'm asking you guys, please and thank you. Anyway, that's it for now. See you guys when I drop another episode, which can be 2 a day, 3 a day, to once a week. You never know, based on my schedule. Be reminded, like, share, comment, and I'll see you guys another time.